and consider the good sense of Paul. After first challenging the wisdom from the outside and implying that it's insignificant on its own, even without the presence of any sin, he then speaks about the sin too. For if he had asserted the greatness of his own spiritual gift through comparison with a fornicator who perhaps was wise, he wouldn't have accomplished much. However, belittling the pagan wisdom to demonstrate it as insignificant, even when it's not linked with sin, really underscores its utmost worthlessness. That's why, as I mentioned, after making the comparison, he subsequently discusses the man's sin as well.